my question is about concerning women's role in the churches, specifically about women teaching. I know it says in Corinthians that women are not allowed to teach or have authority over men. Can you expand on that? Women teaching over men, like in Sunday school or Bible study, would that apply to those?
Paul obviously does not intend to say that. When he talks about women being silent in the church, he's talking about a culture in which women were largely illiterate and unlearned. And Paul is saying that until a woman learns, she must not presume to teach. If Paul had intended to say a woman must always be silent in the church, he would not have given women instructions on how to pray or prophesy publicly in church as he does in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But not only that, when Paul writes on this, he alludes to Eve's deception in the garden, and he underscores how crucial it is that women, like men, involve themselves in learning. So far from chastising Eve for her role in the fall, what he does is he chastises the Jewish men of his day for excluding women from learning and thus leaving them vulnerable to deception. Just as Adam was responsible for failing to protect Eve from deception, so too the men of Paul's day were going to be held responsible if they hindered women from studying and growing in their faith so that they could always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. I think there's another thing that I oftentimes is missed. Paul's words refute the matriarchal authoritarianism which was practiced by pagan cults of that day. Ephesus, for example, where Timothy ministered, was the home of a cult dedicated to the pagan goddess Artemis. And worship of Artemis was conducted under the authority of an entirely female priesthood that exercised authoritarian dominion over male worshipers. So Paul is emphasizing that women should not presume undue authority over men. He neither elevates women over men nor men over women, but is concerned that men and women be granted equal opportunity to learn and grow in submission to one another and in submission to God. So I think what's critical to recognize here is that until a woman has learned, she should not teach. But if a woman has learned and she doesn't teach, she's failing to exercise a gift that God has given to her.